This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled new military aid packages for Ukraine worth $375 million. This was during a meeting with Ukraine's president at the G7 gathering in Japan. AP correspondent
at the G7, leaders of the world's richest democracies, however, said they would not back down in their support for Ukraine. During the summit, Biden told G7 leaders that Washington supports joint allies training programs for Ukrainian pilots on F-16s. Kyiv has not yet won specific public commitments for delivery of the fighter jets, but Zelensky said he was confident they would.
Another round of debt talks wrapped up at the U.S. Capitol. The White House and U.S. Republican staff met for 2.5 hours on Sunday evening. President Joe Biden and House Speaker McCarthy are set to talk again on Monday.
U.S. Representative Jody Arrington explained to ABC's This Week why he rejects Biden's budget proposal to increase revenue by rolling back tax breaks for wealthy individuals and corporations.
I think the American people understand that the cost of living crisis that they're suffering with is as a result of spending.
And this is VOA News. The United States is scheduled to sign a new security pact with Papua New Guinea on Monday as it continues to compete with China for influence in the Pacific. New Guinea's locations just north of Australia make it slightly and strategically significant. It was the site of fierce battles during World War II, and with a population of nearly 10 million people, it is the most populous Pacific island nation. Officials and witnesses say that fans angry at being blocked from entering a Salvadorian soccer field and league match knocked out an entrance gate to the stadium, leading to a crush that killed at least 12 people, injured dozens. Stampede happened Saturday night during a quarterfinals match between the clubs Alianza and fans at Monumental Stadium and Southern South San Salvador. One fan said that the game was scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m., but then they closed the gate at 7 p.m. and left them outside with tickets in hand. He said people got angry, adding, "We asked them to let us in, but no." So they knocked down the gate. The Conservative Party of Greece's prime minister wins big in Sunday's election and will seek an outright majority. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The Prime Minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without need of a coalition partner. Under the current Greek electoral system of proportional representation, the 40% vote share is not enough to secure a majority of the 300 seats in parliament. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
NAACP issued a travel advisory against the state of Florida.
The NAACP statement says laws championed by Governor Ron DeSantis and lawmakers, quote, are openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ individuals. The civil rights group joins two other organizations in discouraging travel to the state. The Republican governor showed no sign of backing down when he was inaugurated for another term in January.
Florida is where woke goes to die.
Several big city mayors were quick to respond, saying they welcome diversity and inclusion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.